Let's bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, on our Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery
hotline. And Vanderbilt would be the host school, I would assume.
No, the OVC would be the host.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because they're part of the group putting together the bid for it.
Ah, very surprised.
The only people that would complain, Mark, are the people who already think the SEC gets enough of a break. You know, nice. you would immediately start hearing, oh, well, if an SEC team makes it to the Final Four, it'll be like
a home game. Yeah.
So that would be the only complaint. But yeah, I totally agree. I think Nashville would be a wonderful place to host it. Well, I think they've really got a good chance to get it.
And this just in, I've been to six women's Final Fours. Every one of those was like a Tennessee home game.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Unless they put it on Mars, I don't think they're going to be able to neutralize that.
But you got to think they have a good chance as well, because they're going to pick several cities to host for those years, you know, from 12 through 16. So you got to think Nashville would have a good chance of being one of them anyway.
I think they've got a great shot at it. They would. As you mentioned, the increased hotel space now, the vibrant downtown area, and I still like the idea of playing it in a basketball venue, you know, as opposed to playing it in one of those big domes where you've got 35,000 seats and a lot of them are empty in that big, huge space. And, you know, the Somme Center has the luxury suites that they can use as part of that, you know, to sell it. I think it's a great opportunity, and I think they'll get it.
Joe, I know you can't speak in specifics,
right.
But a good article in the city paper, just talking about the 09 recruiting class for Vanderbilt football and how they are stockpiling players, maybe not, you know, of the ilk that maybe Southern Cal is, but, you know, you are looking at maybe, you know, Bobby Johnson's best recruiting class ever, off to a great start. And I think it speaks volumes for the way that this program slowly but surely, you know, is improving in just about every area and continues to make great inroads.
I think it's interesting that I was talking to some folks about basketball as well, that with recruiting there, that, you know, guys are getting in doors now, and it applies to football too. Getting into doors to see players now that are interested that weren't at all, of, you know, a few years ago, that they couldn't even knock on the door and get in. And now you're seeing these players that are, you know, have a lot of really solid choices at a high level, not only interested in Vanderbilt, but committing to Vanderbilt. And you look at you said I can't be specific, but if you look at the class and you look at some of the commitments, you can see how Bobby and his staff have already identified, you know, needs and areas of emphasis, and they've been able to already get commitments in those areas. So it's, you know, recruiting's the lifeblood of any program, and I think Bobby's on their way to probably his best class.
Joe, on the field yesterday, Chris Aaron, the offensive lineman, was injured, taken off on a stretcher with a neck injury and taken to the Vanderbilt Hospital. Any update on his condition?
I have not gotten an update this morning. As of late last night, stable condition. Obviously, they were going to monitor him. He's 6'3", 290, a transfer from Lehigh, and he's out of actually played high school ball in California. And he's a guy that has sort of been working his way up the depth chart, battling for the backup spot at center. A good, solid player, and hopefully everything is going to be okay. As you guys know, they're going to take every precaution when a guy complains of any kind of neck pain or tingling or whatever it may be. They're going to shut him down immediately, and that's what they did. And I know you guys have been at the practices, and you've seen practices, and Tom Bossing, that training staff, they're always, you know, a number of trainers, medical personnel, always at a practice, and so they can act immediately. And, you know, I think they just took every precaution with Chris. Hopefully we'll get a really good update this morning.
Joe, you know, real quick, a kid who stood out in last Saturday's scrimmage, Brent Trice, benefiting by a change of position.
Yeah, Brent is going from a big safety to a mobile linebacker. You know, he's going to, you know, he was a big 6'3", 215 safety back there and a really good athlete, but they just couldn't get him on the field very much because of the depth in the secondary. And so they made the move, moving him, what Bobby likes to refer to as moving them down, you know, moving from a safety to a linebacker. They've had, you know, guys that have moved from linebacker to defensive line. So they've had success doing this, had success with Marcus Buggs doing this. So Brent is now in a position where he will play linebacker, and with his coverage skills, he's a guy that can stay on the field when they go to a passing situation instead of going to a total nickel package. Well, sometimes you can leave him in as sort of a hybrid player, a linebacker that's also got that experience at safety. He could be very valuable in that role.